Well, apparently we're recording now, so I guess we're starting the podcast with me today instead of Sam. So this is David, Sam's boyfriend, here with slightly foggy, and it was raining earlier.
Yes.
And today, apparently, we're reviewing some movie. I'm not sure. I haven't listened to the last episode yet, so honestly, I'm not entirely sure what you guys watch.
You're saying you haven't even watched the movie?
No, I didn't actually.
Well, how are we supposed to discuss it?
Well, you're going to fill me in. Isn't that what this podcast is?
What do you think this is? Like some kind of a game, David?
I do.
Listen, David, I know that last time we saw each other, things didn't actually go as planned. But I hope that we can just move past that and just try to have this episode just how we discussed it. Okay, David, watch the movie like we talked about, then I don't know how many and you started the recording, so literally we're just talking right now.
Yeah.
And our fans are listening and people are
look it over. I think this is hilarious that they're finally getting to hear my voice.
They're unfollowing us on Twitter as we speak. We're probably below 500. We worked so hard to get there.
I have effectively killed all of the following that this podcast had in one fell swoop. It's fantastic.
All two of them.
All two listeners.
What did Sam? It was
Josh and John's dad and me. So I'm apparently no longer subscribed as well.
I guess I should just unsubscribe myself because I
love myself. There we go. Sorry. Okay, here's Sam back.
Great. Thanks.
I'm back. Yes, please.
What kind of shit are you trying to pull here, Sam?
Nothing. I just thought it would be a joke. It is a joke. It's
hey,
funny.
I have separation anxiety, okay? You're going to give me a fucking anxiety attack. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. David's a delight.
He is.
And since the four of us get together, I miss you guys. I haven't seen you guys since the wedding.
Yeah, that's sad. It's like you should move down to Virginia.
I don't want to move down there. Move it's up here.
No.
Why?
Anyway. But since we're on mic and you can't say no to me on mic, I was thinking that since I've already beaten both campaigns in Resident Evil 2, David will play and I'll commentate.
Even better. I just want to watch something and hear you talk about it.
Okay, so that way someone's actually getting hit by the jump scares.
Yeah.
I know what to look out for. But anyway, hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. This is Samantha, and I am joined, as David said, kind of foggy and rainy.
Apparently it's snowing outside, but I haven't looked out the window for a couple hours, so who knows?
I want more snow down here.
Yeah, it just snowed a lot yesterday here and stuff, but not too crazy. Just the general.
When it snows down here, I get out of work and stuff because we can't handle the snow. We're just little southerners.
I know. I was like hoping that there might be more snow yesterday so that it would be canceled, you know, like work because everyone's just like freak out over it.
Well, I would too. Pittsburgh is literally nothing but a series of bridges connected by shoestring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was my take.
Yep. You're right. They're all connected by some bridges. Because all the water.
So
house hunting. We're not doing that anymore.
You're not doing that anymore?
I'd stop talking to the realtor.
Oh, okay. Well, that segue went to shit and back.
Oh, yeah, because the movie, right.
Yeah, you know what you should
didn't think with my brain about that.
You know what you should look out for when you're house hunting?
Yeah, Sam, what?
whether or not you'll be able to have ritualistic sacrifices in your basement.
Yeah, you know what? That is on our pros and cons list, because you should always have one of those when you go house hunting.
Exactly. And that happens to be kind of the plot of the movie we're talking about this week.
Shit.
They're watching as a 2016 found footage horror comedy movie following a ragtag bunch of AV geeks working on House Hunters International. The crew finds themselves in a creepy European village where it seems like everyone is out to kill them, except the kind woman whose house they're filming. The movie currently holds a 5.6 on IMDb and a 49% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now that I'm looking at the notes, I see that there's a segue.
Sometimes I make a note of the segues we're going to do.
Yeah, I should probably have these open before we begin talking, but I was surprised that it was David and not you, so I just forgot about the notes completely and everything else. God damn it, I should look at this so I can say, oh.
You know, maybe for April Fool's Day, instead of what I originally suggested, we just have David and Luke do an episode.
We can, and just, like, they just won't know what the fuck to talk about. Like, there you go, try it. That would be really cool. Peggy, you can't fucking talk to me. I literally, like, felt the same way about this.
Yeah, so, let's jump right into it. So, this movie was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't make a lot of notes because I had already watched it a year ago.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Surprisingly, not a lot of stuff changed.
Yes, not a lot of stuff changed.
It was the same movie.
Same movie. Oh, let's see. All right, well, if we start with the performance, I really can't like any character but Vladimir.
The realtor?
Who is the only realtor in Moldova. So therefore, he's the best realtor in Moldova.
He's a fucking delight.
He literally is a delight. His floral shirts are a delight.
He lights up the room when he walks in.
He really does. And when he's on the screen, I just can't take my eyes off him. It's great. He's so funny. But everybody else.
He's my best friend.
It's literally terrible. Just terrible. And it's not their acting that's terrible. It's their characters that they are portraying are just terrible. I hate them. I hate them. I hate Becky, who's the blonde, right?
I think so. Let's just call her Becky because she's a Becky.
I can't remember their names because they're just basic names. And so it's hard for me to remember them.
It's fine.
Greg is the one guy, and that's all I know. Kate.
There's the gay guy.
Who's gay?
The one gay guy that survives at the end.
He's gay?
I assume he's gay.
Did he say something about doing gay stuff? I feel like he did, and it kind of went over my head. Didn't he?
I mean, I'm sure he made a passing comment about being the only gay person to exist in Moldova for 300 years.
Oh, did he say that?
No, I'm just guessing.
Oh, he said, but he did say something that, now that you mention it, I'm recalling that was a hint that he may be gay. But anyway, yeah, and then, yeah, so I guess the acting isn't bad just because they make it so I don't like them, but I'm going to say this right now, I swear a lot and when I'm angry, but I don't think I'm anywhere near the caliber of mean that Kate is, who's their boss lady.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why anyone would want to have sex with that lady, that one guy, but she's just terrible.
Put yourself in Kate's shoes. The only reason Becky has a job is because her uncle is the president of the network.
And
she's
fucking terrible at what she does. So, and Kate has to babysit her in Moldova, which is the European equivalent of Florida, but not the cool beach parts of Florida. Redneck Florida.
Yeah. Fucking panhandle Florida. I was half in, half out, like focused on this movie. So I think I made a note saying like, how did she get a job? And then I said, oh wait, doesn't her like uncle like have an inn or something? But I think I made a note that said something like, is everybody an amateur? Because I didn't understand why they were explaining to her how to like use a handheld camcorder, because she had said that she went to film school. So I don't understand. I don't know. But whatever. Why don't you make a point and I'll talk about it with you.
Let's see, my point. You're just putting me on the spot because I don't have notes.
Here's all your performance notes are in none.
Let's see. I like the atmosphere of the village, and I like how creepy the villagers are. It's certainly not where I would want to go live in Europe unless I was a witch or something.
Yeah, I like that as well. They are pretty creepy. It does have that like very small town vibe. There's like just like the one church, and they do the creepy, what is it, like a funeral in there, which is fine. I think I said, why would you go into a church and film when you're being told not to? It's not a great accidental segue into whatever that ended up going, because nothing came with the funeral anyway. I don't, unless like they said something about those kids being killed by the witch, but I don't remember that happening. I don't know. This would be a great point to make if we were doing like a postcard press thing about how to not be the ugly American, and like what you should not do is you should not go into like the church with your cameras, like obviously. There's that. But it is creepy when they go in there, but it's like, come on, like you can't accidentally just like stumble in there. There's other places to be other than the church, unless that's...
Well, wasn't the village like empty when they got there and they were looking for people?
I guess pretty much, yeah. But like there are people on the road. There are people in other stores. When they go to the restaurant, there's people there.
But was that before or after the church scene?
It was after the church scene.
Okay, well, yeah, before the church scene... Sorry, I had a bit of seizure there.
they couldn't find anyone. In that case, yeah, just go seek them out.
If you were in a small European town that apparently no one was in, where would you look for them? I would look for them in the church.
In the church, probably I would go there to look for them. With my fucking stupid scarf to prove... that I've been to Afghanistan to film stuff. Okay, hold up. When he was, is he like some sort of a journalist or something?
Something. Yeah, I think.
He went there to like record stuff with his camera.
Oh yeah, then that would be a journalist.
So would he be some sort of like a journalist, like a conflict journalist or something like that? Okay, so... Greg is a conflict journalist who went to Afghanistan to, like, document conflict, okay? But he cries in the night to Becky because he is sad because he couldn't save somebody, but he tried to save, like, a little girl or something like that, but he couldn't. However, when you're a journalist there, like just documenting stuff. You like can't interfere with stuff. You can't save people. You're not supposed to intervene.
That would still fuck with you if you can't like save somebody.
And you it know would, you could. But like that's what you signed up for. So don't fucking cry to Becky about it because it's your fucking job that you signed up for. God Listen, damn it, I hate that.
He was just trying to get laid.
I'm sure it was tough for him, but yeah, he was. Greg. Is it Greg? Yeah. Anyway, at one point, Becky's like, I mean, there's no Starbucks anywhere. Like, don't these people, like, drink caffeine? And it's like, listen, Starbucks is not the only place that has caffeine in it, okay? There are other places in that country that probably sell coffee which has caffeine. What the fuck? It's not fucking Seattle, dumb bitch. And then I said, how did you graduate film school if you can't work a camcorder?
Well, maybe she didn't go for filming. Maybe she went for special effects.
CG. But there's no way she would have graduated. She's so dumb. She probably still calls it special effects.
Here at a Real Horror Show podcast, we like to support other women.
This chick, though. Also, whenever she was in the restaurant, she said, she said witch instead of bitch. Why wouldn't you just say bitch?
Because it's a plot point.
Yeah, I know. And I know they had to do that to make something happen. But, like, IRL, nobody insults people with that word. So, like, what the fuck? And plus, she should know better because there is that whole, like, witch lore stuff. Anyway.
Well, Becky doesn't know better. She can't even use a hand camcorder.
She doesn't even know what the fuck she's doing. And she probably doesn't even know what country she's in. Yeah, she doesn't know how to use the hand camcorder from 2014. Okay. So the lady who lives in Moldova now, who like flipped her house, I like totally didn't know that she was like the bad guy at all. I didn't know she was really? A witch.
I was gonna the ask whole time. I was gonna ask you what you thought about that twist.
The whole time I thought that the it was gonna be something like she was just a weird artist. I know that she kept saying like, "I want you guys to see the basement," and then she did that weird thing where she's like, "Okay," and I was like, "Okay, well there must be something in her basement." And then I thought that she might have, I don't know, killed her husband. But I thought the point of the movie was
technically.
I know, but I didn't think that she was a witch that did it. I thought that she was just like a crazy person that did it. And I thought the point of the film was going to be, it was going to conclude with, they kept talking about witches or like, and they're working up the town. They were like, you know, like modern Americans, and then the town just came together and decided to execute them. And I feel like that is what would happen. Like every time people came to the town is like, you would just die and get killed and stuff like, I don't know, something I thought was going to be along the lines of like that kind of a thing.
So you wanted the Wicker Man?
I guess so, but like in a small town. And then Vladimir probably does this all the time and has people like flip houses and live here, and then maybe the same house gets dilapidated and then new people move in and they just do it all over again, kind of like that. I didn't know that she was gonna be a witch. Spoiler alert, she is a witch, which is cool because then I'm like, oh yeah, she's so witchy, so of course she is. But like, she said that she'd been there that whole time. So she was the witch that used to live in that house.
Yeah.
Is that so? Okay.
Yeah. That's basically what it was. It was used to be her house, but she left and she wanted it back.
Okay.
And then she killed her husband.
So yeah, she killed her husband. So what I kind of figured from that was, I wrote it somewhere. I think I, where did I, I figured that she was the witch from a long time ago. So do you think she may have, like, I don't know, died, and then when the new lady moved in, she, like, inhabited her body and made her kill her husband and then, like, continue the mural and stuff like that?
No, I think it was her the whole time, because
Yeah,
the woman was very interested in the house. And like the beginning of the movie, when you're watching the episode, she's like, yes, I want this house. This is a very cool house. And
yeah, she was like that, though.
So I think
it was her the whole time.
But probably the villagers managed to chase her out. So she went away for 1,000 years and decided to return.
Okay, so it's that kind of thing where she's just been alive for a long time. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I was like, it's either she was alive for a long time or she died and, like, came back as a new woman and, like, kept coming back. Okay,
yeah, it's one of those. It's hard to tell which one, but it's definitely the same witch, and she remembers the house.
Yes, and she gets with that guy, like, that asshole guy, and he's like, I am a professional soccer player. That's all you need to know about me. And I was like, okay. But however, that being said, why is that guy attracted to Kate? She's so mean.
I don't know. Sometimes
she's like, fuck you, everybody. Do your fucking job. Ugh, where's my fucking tablet? I'm like, wow, okay, girl.
I don't know.
It's like not even funny.
Sex with mean girls is probably
and then he was having sex with her, and then they got caught, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, shit, dude, you would have sex with her, she's gonna be like talking like that while you're doing it.
Only if he's not, like, you really performing well.
She's like, what the fuck, I thought you were a fucking stalker player, god damn it. But anyway,
sorry, off topic, because I'm browsing Facebook.
I know that that's what you're doing.
Sorry. Back in my hometown, there's a golf club. And their Valentine's Day dinner special is steak and lobster for $20.
What?
I know. The chicken Alfredo.
God, that's like amazing.
That's so cheap. I'll probably get food poisoning, but maybe that's where we'll go for Valentine's Day. Just make a 9-hour drive up to Michigan.
Right, dude. But yeah, that's so cheap. That's like a really great deal.
I mean, granted, both are probably frozen because southwestern Michigan is not near any ocean. But still, that's very cheap.
I know, right? Yeah, where do they get those lobsters?
Up their ass.
I know.
They're probably crayfish from the river.
Yeah. They're probably imitation lobsters.
So how did you feel when Vladimir died, since he was the only redeemable character in this movie?
I was really upset about that.
I was too, and I liked his dead body. I mean, it was a dummy, but it was a very creepy dummy.
You know what? It had me fooled. And it was also creepy when the frog came out. But also, however, I love frogs. So I think I wrote that I would be happy if a frog was in the room. Because remember, Becky got scared that there was like a frog on the floor of her bedroom.
Yeah. Listen, I don't give a shit about Becky.
But I think frogs are adorable. And I'd be like, aw, frog.
You would.
I'd put it little sink so it would do a little hop around in the water and splash around.
You know, you can get pet frogs. And like,
ribbit. No, I can't have pets in here.
No pets at all?
No. Well, I can have pets, but I have to pay extra to have them.
Like, even caged pets.
I can't I don't know about that.
Because a frog would be a caged pet.
I never asked. I'm going to watch. I'll ask, and they'll be like, oh, she probably has an animal in there, so we have to charge her extra. It's like $40 extra for some bullshit.
Get yourself an emotional support frog. They can't charge you for that.
What about a little fish?
They're not going to charge you.
I can't even keep plants alive in here. I can't keep an animal alive.
I'm sure there are more nuances to keeping an animal alive than a plant. Plants are just finicky.
Yeah, I know. They just die.
Like, I didn't do anything to the succulents from your wedding and they died.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah. If you don't do anything, like, if you don't water them, they'll die. But my mom still has one for my wedding. It's alive.
We did water them. We watered them once every 2 weeks.
Oh, and it still died. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it's just a dud.
I'm guessing that your marriage isn't going to last because our plants died.
Listen, I had all those plants. They were like shipped to me. So like they probably got sick in transit and, you know, some of them just died.
We figured the cute little containers you had them in weren't big enough for their roots to grow. So they just gave up.
Yeah, I got to choose what kind of thing, what kind of little thing they came in, and I chose the frosted glass things.
I still have the
anyway
glasses on my shelves until we get bigger succulents to replace the ones that died.
I didn't get a single succulent from my own goddamn
how did you not get a single succulent?
I got no cookies. I got no fucking succulent. I don't know, because everyone took them. I was like, all right, but I got like a shit. I still have the rest of my stuff though, like all my centerpieces and stuff.
I remember being accused of taking your cousin's succulents.
Really?
Yeah. We won't talk about that on mic, but the other bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Even though as soon as David saw that, Selena and Shayna had written their names on the ones we wanted. He was like, oh, I'll go put these back and find some on other tables that aren't claimed.
Yeah. That's
yeah, we're still accused of taking them.
No. Sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry. That
they're all dead anyway, so not your family members, the succulents.
Yeah, they're all dead.
What did you think of the production value of this movie?
I thought that the production was very good. Very good. I thought that I really liked the fake like episode in the beginning, because it was like I was really watching an episode and I was like, this is cool. And it was fun to watch. However, again, with the fake ass camera static, come on, people. Some one person out there, please try to do it the right way, because I know you know how it looks. Or you might not know anymore, because cameras like don't get messed up anymore because they're so well made now.
And even if a camera gets like messed up, it wouldn't necessarily have static, it would just go blue screen.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Because,
but that's okay. I knew that was going to happen. I knew it was a found footage thing, which is fine. I figured that. Also, did you notice that when she vomited, it was like a cracked egg vomit? She had like an egg in her hand. That's why her hands were at her mouth. And I was like, you bitch. However, I mean, your hands wouldn't go right on your mouth as you're vomiting. They'd hold your hair back or something. Unless she conjured up the vomit too, because she killed Vladimir and she vomited after seeing Vladimir. So did she make herself puke, or was that fake? And did she really make fake, or was it just fake?
It was like fake puke.
Movie? I don't understand. Anyway, the CG was a little much for me. However, I reminded myself that it was a horror comedy, so it was passable. So I really don't have anything bad to say about what went down.
Now, the first time I watched this movie, I thought the CGI at the end was very over the top, but I guess it fits the tone the movie's going for.
Yeah, because the whole movie, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it's pretty serious stuff. And then that happened, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, it's so dumb. And then I was like, wait a minute. It's horror comedy.
Yeah. It was like, over the top.
It's kind of
but it was still fun. I don't know.
I think that's what they were going for. Yeah, it's still fun. And I was like, oh, haha, like, all right.
And the ending was good, where the witch lets the camera guy go so he can show the world her message.
So since the camera guy is alive at the end, I had to ask you, is it still found footage if he's alive to deliver the footage?
Yeah, it's still found footage. Okay. I mean, he found the camera, didn't he?
I thought you had to be dead and someone else like entirely had to find it.
No, I don't think so.
No, not necessarily. Okay, not necessarily. All right, I had to ask you though, because I was like, hey, he's alive. Does that make it, I mean, it's still found? But cool, okay. Well, that, I really have nothing more to say about the movie, except I said meh, because it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't terrible. It was just right in the middle. It's perfectly right in the middle.
As far as found footage movies go these days,
that was pretty different.
Yeah, I liked this one because they're not... It's a horror comedy, so they're not being overly serious about it, which... What's another one we've watched? Alien Zone of Silence. That one...
Oh, shit.
That one had no personality.
I know, that movie's a nightmare. First of all, you can't just walk around in the desert, like, and camp in the desert.
Second of all, in the Zone of Silence, your technology's not going to work. So why is it working?
Yeah, your technology's not going to work. Yeah, so what the fuck? You just like, I brought 14 different cameras. And they, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, girl, that's a, you're like carrying all these things. Like, the fuck? I don't know. That movie was just.
And then the nonsense that three grown ass men get abducted and lost in the desert, and this tiny 5'3" girl's gonna go rescue them.
I know. It's just like, here I come. My brother's out there. Look, he ate a can of beans. He's definitely here. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then she's like, it's all good. The guy on the other end, Goose, or whatever the fuck his name is talking to me because he's a super hacker.
So anyway, compared to Alien Zone of Silence, this found footage, I think...
I prefer.
This has a lot more personality to it.
Yes, it does. It really does.
It's a lot more clever for found footage since it's based around, you know, going to film a reality TV show. It's not just, as I said in our mini show, it's not a bunch of kids just filming their camping trip and they won't stop filming even when shit's going wrong.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. This is their job and they're out there. The only reason why they're there is because they're doing the job. Mm-hmm. And
they're hustling.
Yeah, and stuff just Yeah, they're hustling and things just happen to intervene. And so there's nothing, you know, they can really do about it. The only reason that they keep filming is because the witch tells him, she's like, you want to be my cameraman. And so he has to do it because what is he going to say? No, or he'll die, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So boom, that's the reason.
So Greg and Becky do have sex at one point in this movie and it's filmed. Do you think he was hamming up his quote-unquote trauma to get in her pants?
Yeah, probably, because I think I made a note, not on this doc, but on, like, my... I write on paper before I type it in here. I think I wrote, like, are they talking in the pitch dark? Because that is on, like, the night vision camera or some shit. And I'm like, why are they talking in the pitch dark? And I'm like, obviously, he's doing this to, like... make himself really vulnerable for her so she'll want to have sex.
So he can plow that pussy? Just...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he only has, like, it's, like, either her or Kate, and, like, nobody likes Kate because she's so mean. So, it's Becky. She's like, oh, the Starbucks. There's no Starbucks here. Oh my god.
Again, on Real Horror Show, we like to support other women.
Yeah. Except for these two women. They were the worst.
Listen, Kate is just trying to do her job and she's stuck with a bunch of fucking idiots.
I know, she's so stressed out. She's like, oh my god,
we probably had to claw her way to the top. Probably had to suck so many dicks.
Can we talk about your note here about Becky talking during an interview and like getting yelled at like every time?
Yeah, so Becky can't comprehend that while Kate's conducting an interview for the show that she can't fucking talk during it. She can't interrupt the questions. And yet Kate's the one with the problem.
Right. Yeah, you're right. No, Kate's like, you fucking dumb bitch. Keep your fucking mouth shut. Get the fuck out of my face. And I'm like, oh my God. And then she's like all crying and stuff. But then she goes back and does it again.
And you know, like, I'm going to guess at this point, they've probably been traveling together for a few months because I'm sure they have to like go to every house they filmed previously to do these follow-up shoots. So they've probably been traveling together for 5 months and Becky keeps doing this shit and not learning her fucking lesson. So Kate's just at her last straw and she can't do anything because Becky's uncle works for the network.
Dude, Becky's, I know, she's just like, get the fuck out of my face at one point. Oh my God, it's so funny. But have you ever seen what?
I'm not saying Becky deserved to die, but.
Oh yeah, she does die. She gets axed in the face, which is actually kind of a badass kill by the fucking only security guard in town.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, have you ever seen that one or listened to that one clip? And it's of Christian Bale, and it's on the set of like some
his freak out on the set of Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah, he did Terminator Judgment Day.
Oh, really?
He did Terminator, one of the Terminators. He was John Connor. Really?
Oh, okay. Well, because he yelled at that. Some guy, like, walked in the background while he was, like, while the camera was rolling, and he, like, freaked the fuck out.
Yeah. What about
that's pretty much like what Kate was doing, but like Becky keeps doing it over and over again.
When Hugh Jackman was in a play on Broadway and someone didn't turn their cell phone off, so it started going off in the middle of the scene, so he stopped the scene and was like, are you gonna answer that? Because they were just letting it ring.
Oh my God. Well, that's kind of like, what do you do in that situation, you know?
You except keep going on with the scene it.
Yeah, don't break character unless you're like real frustrated. And if you're Hugh Jackman, it's okay. Yeah, that's like what I thought of when she was yelling at Becky. I was like, it's just like some Christian Bale shit when he gets mad at people.
And you know what?
And everyone's like,
Kate is justified. I stand by Kate. Hashtag I stand by Kate. Like every time you don't turn off your cell phone before we record and I hear that little do 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 do, I wanna freak out on you and just.
Also, someone like called me while we were recording and left me a voicemail, but I didn't recognize the number. Oh.
And yes, I know I answered my phone once during the podcast. I thought that would be a funny bit and it was hilarious.
That was literally the best thing that's ever happened to us. What episode was that?
It's titled In Desperate Need for Prayers.
Oh, yeah.
It was a haunting at Silver Falls or something.
Shit, it is. Yeah. Haunting at Silver Falls, not a bad movie.
But I only answered because I thought it would be funny. And then it turned into this call about being in desperate need for prayers.
It was like... I need to listen to that after we're done recording because it's like, are you in desperate need of prayer? Do you want someone to pray for you? Press 1 to put your phone number on the list of prayers. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. It was the best thing that's ever happened, a real horror show.
It was. Except
we
hit 500 followers.
Oh, shit.
I mean, at this point, we're closer to 550, but I feel safe enough to celebrate the 500 mark, knowing we hopefully won't lose 50 followers in a day.
Yeah, but since David was on the thing, they might get mad and just stop following us. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure they'll enjoy that a lot.
Listen, I just feel like this podcast
539. Yeah.
This podcast needs the male perspective because there's just not enough male perspective in modern media.
Yeah, not enough modern male perspective. Yeah. Anyway, yes, 539 followers.
Which I never thought we would get 100 followers, so that's awesome.
Me neither. I know, right? Let me see how many followers I have personally. 240.
I have 19, but that's
You have 19? That's because you're private.
Yeah, I don't really use my real Twitter for things other than liking stuff.
Liking stuff, and then like sometimes I'll tag you and stuff. But I know if I need to contact you, I just use the Real Horror Show Twitter.
I'll be there.
No. I know, but sometimes I'll go on and I'll sneak on there and do something. Like today.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Confuse
the hell out of me.
I didn't break it. I know. Because you're like, I don't remember doing that.
Well, it only really gets to me when you post something on the Instagram and then all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up with likes.
Did that happen today? Because I posted something on the Instagram.
I was like, what the fuck is Stormy doing? Gotta go make sure she didn't say something racist.
Yeah. I know. No, I just said it was like a super general like post update about a super general review.
Super general.
Yes. Super general.
All right. So I guess.
Very general.
I'll rank their watching as meh, but it's a fun little found footage horror movie if that's what you're into.
Yeah, if you're into it, like seriously, check it out. It's cool. It's cute.
Cute.
It's cute. Hey, wait, let me talk about the one realistic aspect. Wait, there's two realistic aspects.
Is one of them being a foreigner?
One of them is being the ugly Americans. Because there's no Starbucks in Moldova. The next one is, YTF would anyone have sex with Kate? Ugh, she's terrible. And why have sex when people are filming at your house? Are you fucking stupid? Because they're actually, like, having sex while their house is being filmed. So, like, I don't know. Maybe just don't do that while there's cameras, and then you won't have to worry about it being on camera. Okay.
Bugger. You know what I don't understand?
That's all I have.
In general, why people have sex outside of marriage?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy is married, but Kate is just, like, a swinger.
Why would people want to condemn their souls to hell by having sex outside of marriage?
You know what? I have no idea. And especially having sex while married but not with your spouse is just
unforgivable.
Wow, that's like the seventh circle of hell. I'm telling
Pretty
you.
Pretty sure
you will burn for
eternity. No, isn't the seventh circle of hell people who commit suicide? I don't know.
I don't know, Sam.
I read Dante's Inferno like 5 years ago, so I don't know.
I'm sure that every circle is a different thing, but I was just making that up. But yeah, anyway, no amount of prayers can save you.
It's true.
Okay. It's just, I'm sorry, but there's honestly nothing you can do to protect yourself from God's wrath.
Okay. And on that positive note,
we're below you.
On that positive note, we should wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this up because Sam's got to get ready to do something.
I know. I've got to go stream. For us PC players, it's not as easy as hitting a button on the controller. We have to actually do some coding.
Do some coding like a master hacker. Like
just like a master hacker.
Cool.
Ooh. More like a master baiter.
Well, I'm going to...
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Sam, that was a bad joke. You're going to hell.
Oh, no.
She said the word masturbate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you said the word masturbate. That's not Christian.
I'm sorry, I swore on our Christian podcast.
We do not masturbate. No, just big no-no. Okay? absolutely not. That's disgusting. Sorry, people. But
just read the show notes before I embarrass myself anymore.
The fourth circle of hell. All right, let me open the show notes because I don't know why I don't have them open yet. But here we go. Yes. Oh, outro. All right. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today at the podcast, while recording, we learned that...
don't interrupt interviews.
That's right. Yeah, don't interrupt interviews. Like, seriously, like, don't do that because you're just going to get yelled at. Anyway, cool. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Well, comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. That is going to be updated soon, that part. Because it's not called contribute. I think it's called, like, submit your stuff. Anyway, we post written reviews. We've been getting back on track. We have a monthly editorial calendar now. We, like, according to the thing that I made, written reviews should be up, like, 3 times a month.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, like, what week? About once a week. So keep your eyes open for the next written review. I just posted one. I reviewed The Autopsy of Jane Doe on Netflix. Very good movie. You can watch it on Netflix. It's pretty cool. Awesome. It's a doozy. Sam should be writing her Castlevania review soon.
I should be, but will I? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, well, you won't know until you tune in next time. Anyway, we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. You can buy us a coffee. Oh, shit. We also have an Amazon wish list. If you feel like buying us something tangible, will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. The other pertinent news, we're going to have big news, you guys, at the end of the month. So stay tuned. Really cool stuff happening. Also, Sam mentioned before that, yes, we do stream stuff now on our Twitch. So yeah, totally. Sam is gonna make that link available somewhere. And like, we only Twitch when I start saying a bunch of shit on Twitter. So just like, be ready. It's usually twice a month according to the editorial calendar that I made.
Because some of us don't have unlimited data.
I don't have unlimited data either. But I just like, I think I probably might have more data than the plan that you guys have, because I can literally probably stream like for hours and I won't even hit like my cap for the month. I don't know, but I'm also away a lot from my apartment, so I use a different Wi-Fi, so I'm not here often. You know what I mean? Anyway, our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. If you like it, go tell him that you like it. Well, that is all I have. Sam's got to get ready to go stream Resident Evil 2. So thank you. Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.